USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indianapolis, Indiana police said at least 8 people were shot and killed at a FedEx facility near the airport Thursday night, and multiple others have been injured. The alleged shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least 4 people were hospitalized, including one person in critical condition. Hong Kong authorities confirmed last week that another citizen has died after receiving the China-made COVID-19 vaccine Sinovac. The government did not report the death. To date, 16 people in Hong Kong have died after receiving Sinovac, and 15 have developed facial paralysis. Chicago police say the 13-year-old who was shot dead by cops last month was holding a gun just before he was gunned down. Video footage from several sources released by the Chicago PD shows Adam Toledo running in an alley before being asked to put his hands up. Police have maintained the Little Village incident was an armed confrontation and a weapon was recovered. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Chase. 3 in 4 people have concerns about creating a budget that's flexible and realistic, according to a study conducted by Chase. And 89% of respondents expressed concerns about preparing for unexpected costs. It's Financial Literacy Month, an opportunity for people to take a closer look at their money and make the necessary adjustments to improve their financial health, like budgeting, saving, and tracking credit scores. To get started, Chase has launched a new website with information and tools designed to help. Melissa Hotzoglou, a leader for financial health at Chase.
Financial health is a journey, and we are dedicated to helping our customers think and plan for their financial future. This new website features tips and tools for how to budget, grow savings, build credit, or connect with bankers who can offer guidance for whatever stage they are in.
For resources, tools, and information, visit chase.com/personal/financial-goals.
Holding a press conference regarding the FedEx shooting in Indianapolis, Indiana Thursday night, Indianapolis Police Public Information Officer Jeannie Cook.
Just after 11 o'clock this on Thursday evening, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department responded to 8951 Mirabel Road, the FedEx Ground Plainfield Operations Center. We received a call reference shots fired to that location. Preliminary information at this time is that the alleged shooter has taken his own life here at the scene. After a preliminary search of the grounds, inside and out, we have located 8 people at the scene with injuries consistent to gunshot wounds. Those 8 were pronounced deceased here at the scene. We have been made aware of multiple other people with injuries who have been transported to local hospitals or who have transported themselves to local hospitals.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Trucks on Saturday afternoon and the Cup Series on Sunday. Pit crew expert Dion Williams, with 17 years of experience, tells us what to expect from the Richmond track.
What to expect at Richmond Raceway? Long green flag runs. The past 6 races, they've had green flag runs over 100 laps. High tire wear as well, grippy pit boxes. You won't see 2 tires here, 4 tires every single time. Not to mention, mistakes will be magnified. The difference in 2 to 5 tenths of a second will be the difference in hundreds of feet on the track during the green flag pit stop. These teams better be on their A game, as well as I'm curious to see if Brad Keselowski gets his coveted number 2 pit box where he won from last year, and how many openings will be available for those drivers that pick early on. So I'm curious to see where they end up.
Martin Truex Jr. won the right to choose which pit stop will be his.
And we'll get started with the 19 car.
Hey, Kip, 1, please.
19 takes 1.
Once one of the biggest opponents of allowing people to bet legally on its games, the National Football League on Thursday announced deals with 3 major gambling companies to become official sports betting partners. The league is partnering with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel, all of which will get the use of NFL trademarks and official league data, and will integrate their own betting content into media properties, including NFL.com and the league's official app. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.